A friend of mine had a favorite baseball cap. Across the front, it said PUSH, P-U-S-H. PUSH stands for Pray Until Something Happens. Now, my friend practiced what his baseball cap preached. I know because he was my weekly prayer partner for many years, and we pushed through in our prayers a lot. The Bible Basics playlist on my YouTube channel is nearing conclusion of a four-part series on prayer. So as you could imagine, I've been focused on prayer now for a few weeks. And that's a good thing because the Bible says that I please God when I pray for all people. If you want to pray prayers that God always answers, then you'll want to stay with me as I share two things that I've learned about the heart of God regarding our prayers. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I post new videos every Sunday and Wednesday. I invite you to subscribe and click the bell for notifications. Now, each week I read a little bit out of the Bible and I pull a truth out of the verses that I read. I turn that truth into a declaration that I invite you to speak with me in order to empower your tongue with truth. Now, the Apostle Paul mentored a young man named Timothy. In his first letter to Timothy, Paul pointed out two things about the heart of God when it comes to prayer. So let's jump right into 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1, 3, and 4, which I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. Paul was urging Timothy in this letter to pray for all people, not just people we like or people who ask us or people who deserve it, but all people. To intercede on someone's behalf means to ask God to supply the things they need, to provide for the help they need, to offer the hope that they need. So praying for all people is easier said than done. But let's start by acknowledging that it's a good thing to do and that it pleases God. Today's declaration boils down Paul's instructions to Timothy into one simple phrase. I please God when I pray for all people. Will you repeat that declaration with me? I please God when I pray for all people. Jesus taught us to pray for all people too, including those we may not want to pray for. In his famous Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. Wow, loving our enemies and praying for the people who are actually coming against us? Now, Paul gives us just a bit of insight into why God wants us to pray for our enemies. His letter to Timothy points out two things about the heart of God in regard to our prayers. First, God wants everyone to be saved. 1 Timothy 2:4 says so. If you don't know how to pray for someone that you really would rather not pray for, then you can start by praying for their salvation if they're not already saved. There have been times when I will meet someone who shares their testimony about getting saved, and when they talk about their despicable past, I am stunned because they're so unlike the scoundrel they describe. I almost always ask them if they had a praying grandmother or a praying mom. And you know what? Every single time I get a yes answer. Grandmothers and moms tend to pray for their children no matter how undeserving. When we pray for the lost and the broken to come to faith and receive the help that they need, it pleases God. It's my heart's desire to please God, and I please God when I pray for all people. Your prayers please him too. So will you say that with me? I please God when I pray for all people. The second thing that Paul shares about the heart of God is also found in 1 Timothy 2:4. God wants everyone to understand the truth. When I struggle to pray for someone who has hurt me or hurt someone that I love, it helps when I focus on praying for them to understand the truth. Lord God, please help that person understand the truth of this situation, the truth about right and wrong, the truth of the gospel. Paul urged Timothy to also give thanks for those people that we don't want to pray for. Now that's harder to do for sure, but one of the things that I've learned about a thankful heart is that you can't grumble and complain while giving thanks. The Bible says that we are to give thanks in all circumstances. Now, it's hard to thank God for a bad person, but your thankful heart will keep you from becoming bitter. God often brings difficult people into our lives to strengthen us. We would never learn patience if our patience was never tested. Amen? In Paul's letter to the Romans, he wrote this, "Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, 'I will take revenge. I will pay them back,' says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good." Wow. Knowing that God will take revenge releases me from holding on to anger and bitterness. I can pray and give thanks for difficult people, knowing that God works all things together for good. Pleasing God is good, and I please God when I pray for all people. Now, speaking of praying for all people, you may have noticed that when I read from 1 Timothy 2 a little bit earlier, I read verses 1, 3, and 4, but I skipped verse 2. Now, I left it out because I really wanted to focus on the heart of God for all people, mainly, like I said, that he wants everyone to be saved. That was the first point, and also that he wants everyone to understand the truth. But I bring up the verse that I skipped earlier now because I know that God wants me to make a point a little bit closer to home about praying for difficult people. I promise you, I wanted to leave verse 2 out. But I want you to imagine giving thanks for and interceding on behalf of someone on the other side of the political aisle. 1 Timothy 2:2 says, "Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity." I live in the United States and we don't have a king, but we do have a president and each state has a governor. We have many different elected officials, as well as others who aren't elected but still hold positions of authority. It pleases God when I give thanks for them, when I intercede on their behalf, even if I didn't vote for them and I don't care for their policies. God wants me to pray for them anyway. Every news story about a politician that I don't like can serve as a reminder to pray. Can we turn our grumbling and complaining into grateful prayers? Now, I'm not pointing any fingers, that's for sure. Like I said, I had planned to leave out verse 2, but God tugged on my heart. I want to have a heart like his, don't you? Praying prayers that God answers with a yes starts with praying prayers God wants us to pray. God wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. So let's pray to that end. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are always teaching. Thank you that your word is so full of good, sound doctrine. And Lord, you don't just say what our itching ears want to hear, but you tell us the hard truth. God, you want us to love our enemies. You want us to pray for those who persecute us. And Lord God, you want us to pray for all people, even if we don't feel like it. And so God, I lift up those people right now that are difficult. I'm sure that the people who are joining me in this prayer can think of at least one person that they're struggling with in relationship right now. Lord, I pray that if they're not saved, that they would come to a saving knowledge of you, what you did through your Son, Jesus Christ, to purchase our freedom, our redemption. And Lord God, that they would come to an understanding of the truth, not just the truth of the gospel, which is so important for eternal life and living life to the full, but also, Lord, the absolute truths that you defined. You are a good God, and there is right and there is wrong. And so, Father, even as we release to you our right to take revenge, Lord God, we ask that you would bring those people, those difficult people in our lives, to a place of understanding the truth. Lord, and help us to have thankful hearts. Lord God, we want to please you. And so, Father, we thank you that you're teaching us even now to give thanks in all circumstances and to pray for all people. We know that you hear us, whatever we ask. And when we pray according to your will, we know that we will have what we've asked of you. And so we ask all of these things in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me today on Believe and Speak, and remind you, if you haven't, to please subscribe and click the like if you haven't. And it means so much to me when you share these episodes. You know that your tongue has power. Use it for good.